Technology without the bells and whistles. Video care brings video conferencing to seniors. California resident Kelly Ilnicki is very close to her 89-year-old grandmother, who, until recently, lived alone in her home in Oceanside, near San Diego. Three or four times a day, Ilnicki talks to her grandmother via video care, a video conferencing system for seniors and their extended families and caregivers that was developed by a Menlo Park, California-based startup of the same name. In February, we were talking on video care, and Grandma was sitting on the couch. I watched her fall over, and to be honest, I thought she'd had a mini stroke, said Ilnicki. I was able to yell at her. We called the paramedics in Oceanside, and they came to her house. I could hear the paramedics beating on the door. When they arrived, Ilnicki was able to explain via video care what had happened, as well as discuss what medication her grandmother was on. The paramedics were thrilled, said Ilnicki. Video care has been the most amazing thing for our family. To be able to see each other versus just having a phone call makes a huge difference. The benefits of simplicity. Video care's premise is a simple one. Today's 80 and 90-year-olds retired from the workforce before the internet and smartphones were a staple of daily living, and they are the generation least able to navigate the onslaught of new technology. Video care's technology basically strips down the operating system to make it as simple as possible for the senior. All of the management of the device happens remotely, by the caregiver or family member. Many seniors use it to have video chats with relatives or see family photos. But there are other applications as well, like alerts to take medication, or a reminder that it's bingo night. The senior doesn't see an operating system, files, folders, browsers, or applications, said Dave Trescott, co-founder and CEO of VideoCare. They touch the call button to make a call, or the photo button to see a photo. We've reduced everything to one touch. We have users in Alzheimer's wards who can use our system. The system is marketed to seniors who either age in place in their own homes or live in assisted living facilities. The company has not yet sold any units, but is partnering with elder care agencies to get feedback on how well the system works. Eventually, the hope is to sell the service with a monthly subscription fee, much like a cable TV bill. A growing need for instant contact. As people age, their world often becomes smaller. They move from houses to small apartments, which often make them feel more secure. They give up driving. Their social worlds shrink as friends pass away. Many suffer from isolation, particularly if family members live far away. The U.S. market for advanced remote patient monitoring, which includes not just video conferencing, but also the ability to remotely monitor patient care and link to electronic medical records, grew from $8.9 billion in 2011 to $10.6 billion in 2012, according to a March report by Kalorama Information. The report found that the aging of the population, increasing healthcare costs, dwindling healthcare resources, advancing technologies, and the proven cost-effectiveness of patient monitoring all fuel the market's growth. Video care sees enormous potential for elder care facilities themselves to use the technology. Some of our facilities use the video care system to remind seniors that there's an ice cream social, or to ask if they want fish or chicken for dinner, said Trescott. We can manage a wide range of scenarios for caregivers, families, and professionals. We're combining automation and remote care with personal interaction. Vocabulary focus. Bells and whistles. Premise. Staple. Onslaught. Remotely. Dwindle. Automation. This ends the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, November 2013.